Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, I remember back in the late 60s and early 70s during the Vietnam War era, the battle cry for young people everywhere was make love, not war. And so they claimed they did, with everyone and anyone they wanted to. How's that working out?
Not really well, as it turned out. It greatly increased the amount of sexually transmitted infections. So we've had massive increases in North America. And the BBC reported this past week, a study from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said these things keep going up. They said that gonorrhea, they've had a 303% increase since 2015. And with syphilis, it more than doubled in that same period. One of its head of the agencies said, quote, these infections can cause severe complications such as chronic pain and infertility, and in the case of syphilis, problems with the heart or nervous system. And the agency also said that men who had sex with men remained the most disproportionately affected group, showing the steepest long-term rises in gonorrhea and syphilis. And the reality is, the more that societies depart from the laws of God and the Bible, the more problems they cause for themselves.
Is it possible that if there were no illicit sex, there would be no sexually related diseases?
Absolutely, yes. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 26, God made the following promise. This is from the New King James, quote, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put on you none of the diseases on which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Well, guess what? Gonorrhea was one of those diseases that impacted ancient Egypt.
Is God suggesting that the disease actually happens as a result of and at the time of sin, and without sin, the disease wouldn't exist?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how does someone know if they've got gonorrhea?
Well, this is tricky. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, gonorrhea often has no symptoms, even though it can cause serious problems. Both men and women, probably the most common thing would be a painful or burning sensation during while urinating. And those involved in sodomy will feel things in their rectal region. And according to the CDC, quote, the only way to completely avoid sexually transmitted infections, STIs, is to not have vaginal, anal, or oral sex.
So, if a man and a woman have never had sex with a different person, they could still get an STI?
No, not really. Only if they could inherit it when they were born. No.
So, what are the medical complications if gonorrhea goes untreated?
Well, for women, they can get scar tissue that blocks your fallopian tubes. It can cause infertility. It can cause long-term pelvic and abdominal pain. And for males, it can affect their testicles and cause infertility. And it's also believed when it's untreated, it increases the risk of getting HIV.
What are some of the other STIs and their implications?
Well, the other one that was mentioned was syphilis. Now, syphilis is usually easier for people to know if they have it. They tend to get single sore or multiple sores in their genital regions. They could get it in their rectum or their mouth, depending on how they have sex. That's the first stage. And that's usually not super painful, but it tends to be annoying. But in time, it can kind of cause a rash, it can cause fever, can sometimes cause some hair loss, cause headaches, weight loss, muscle aches, fatigue. Later, though, it could be worse over time. It can affect the heart and blood vessels and the nervous system, and it can spread throughout different parts of the body. And by the way, they say that, quote, gay and bisexual men are disproportionately affected by syphilis, as well as people from certain ethnic groups. The reality is that syphilis is horrible and can actually cause blindness.
Well, tell us more of what God has to say about STIs.
But it tells us to not be involved in the behaviors that can cause them. For example, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now the body is not for fornication." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, "Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, etc., nor covetous, etc., will inherit the kingdom of God." As far as your physical health goes, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 6:18 from the Old King James. "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body." And amongst other things, get an STD. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Apostle Paul talks about what happened to ancient children of Israel. Starting in verse 8, he said, "Let's not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And one day 23,000 fell. Nor tempt Christ as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as they complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." Then Paul says, "All these things happened to them as examples. And they're written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages has come." So we're supposed to pay attention to this stuff. Okay. Now, I want to go to Romans chapter 1. Now, some of these passages are not politically correct in some countries. I don't want you to read them. But they're in the Bible. They're in the Word of God. Starting in verse 22, Apostle Paul warns about those, quote, "Professing to be wise, they became fools. So because of this," verse 24, "God gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie." Verse 26, "For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what's against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which is due," which would include things like STIs. And basically, the Bible continues there with, they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to the base mind to do things which were not fitting. And then it says they're being filled with all unrighteousness and sexual immorality, covetousness, etc. So anyway, those are some passages from the New Testament about this. Now, in the Old Testament, most people are familiar with the Ten Commandments. You know, one of them, Exodus 20, verse 14, said, "You shall not commit adultery." People know that one. But in Leviticus, in a couple of different places, Leviticus 18, 22 and 20:13, it says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination." Anyway, according to the Bible, sexual relations only belong in marriage between a male and a female. Now, Jesus taught to not get close to fornication. He didn't use the word flee fornication, but what he did say in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, said, "You've heard it said of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her in his heart." So you don't want to get close. You know, you don't want to see, you know, I've heard guys say, "Well, I can look without touch." Well, Jesus said, "No, don't do that, because you're going to start to flip over to the other side." Okay, so, you know, people need to be cautious about that. Jesus didn't want people to get these diseases. In John 10:10, he said, "I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." You don't have it more abundantly by worrying about having sores and infertility and possible blindness, passing diseases on to your children, possibly having heart issues for yourself and others. Okay, that's not abundant life, but doing things God's way does lead to an abundant life. Now, I want to go to something else Jesus said. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 19. I'm going to pick this up in verse 4, because Jesus was asked a question. He answered, he said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Okay. And he said, verse 5, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." He also said, "What God has joined, no one should put asunder." Well, also, the fact the Bible says God made them male and female. People weren't supposed to be going around pretending they could change their gender. Now, God made humans male and female for marriage. It says in the book of Malachi, God wants godly offspring. Okay? Male and female, you can do this. Now, the apostle Paul wrote that the marriage bed is undefiled, but that God would judge the adulterers. Okay? So those who think the Bible is against sexual relations, that's not true. Okay? That's simply not the case. And should you be fearful if you're married? Well, if you and your spouse never had sex with anybody but your spouse, you two together, no, you're not going to get any diseases. You know, the Apostle John wrote, 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love. There's no fear in sexual love of getting diseases like gonorrhea or syphilis or any other of these STDs or STIs, excuse me, or HIV and all that kind of stuff, if you'll practice God's way of love." Those who aren't practicing, those who don't, by the way, are not practicing love. They're practicing lust, no matter how much they claim otherwise. I want to again go back to the book of Exodus. Now, some people think this is unrealistic, but again, let me read it. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 again, God promised, "If you will diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight." See, a lot of people say they heed God's voice, but they don't want to obey, or they don't obey. "If you'll do those things and give ear to his commandments." And I've mentioned one of the Ten Commandments has to do with adultery, which, and there's other statutes in the Old Testament, by the way, to tell you don't be involved in fornication. And again, the New Testament flat out says don't do that. Anyway, "and you keep all his statutes," God says, "I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians." And one of the things that was brought on the Egyptians were STIs, sexually transmitted infections. So there is a way to deal with it. Unfortunately, a lot of moderns say, "Well, you just can't help this." Well, yes, you can. Again, we're not supposed to lust over others. People are supposed to be raised to understand that for most people, it's good for them to get married, and they should save themselves for marriage. Anyway, sexual immorality is a way that leads to misery and destruction. But STIs can be eliminated if people would accept biblical morality.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.